Gittin Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, 8, 7, and really a very similar Mishnah to the previous. The basic case here is a little different, though. Here we have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon has two wives. We'll call them B and C, not to confuse with the previous case at all. B and C have no relationship whatsoever to Reuven in this case. But what happens is Shimon dies without children, so they fall to Yibum. Reuven does Yibum with Miss B, so now B is Reuven's wife, and that exempts C from any further Yibum requirements, so now she goes on a merry way and marries a new fellow. We'll call him Levi. Okay, so our mission says, well, what happens if it turns out that this girl B, who Reuven did Yibum with, actually is, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, she's an Ilonis. That means she never becomes mature and able to have children, and therefore, not only is the Yibum not effective because you actually can't do Yibum with an Ilonis, but the whole original marriage to Shimon wasn't effective. It was, again, the Taus, it was a mistake, and therefore retroactivity was never a marriage, which means Shimon had just one wife. That wife was Miss C. She was supposed to be even with Reuven. Instead, she didn't. She married Levi. So the Mishnah says, in such a case, everything falls apart. She has to leave Levi, and all the previous, from two Mishnahs ago, consequences kick in, including, according to the Mishnah, the children that are born from her and Levi are mamzerim. That's like Rabbi Akiva, like so the previous Mishnah. But in fact, the halacha is the nakmi mamzerim, because the prohibition of what's called Yivam Lashuk is just a Durabanan, not Chayav Karas. That's the whole gist of our Mishnah. And the Chiddush is, you might have thought that since someone did Yibum, there'd be like less of nasty consequences for the other tsar, the other co-wife. But here, the point of our Mishnah is, no, when a woman gets remarried, as you saw in the previous couple of Mishnayos, it's absolutely incumbent on all the people involved, including her and the rabbis and everyone who's doing the marriages and marrying, to make absolutely sure that the woman is absolutely eligible and free to marry this new husband and have resolved whatever outstanding issues there were regarding her old marriage. That's the point of this mission, like the previous mission. Inside it says, Hakonas es yevimto, if Reuven went and he married this woman B, who had been married to Shimon, Reuven marries Shimon's widow through Yibum. Hakones is the verb for taking in one's late brother's wife as through Yibum. And then, Vahalcha Tsarasa, her co-wife, meaning Missi, the other one who was married to Shimon, she goes, V'nises la'acher, she marries another person. She marries this fellow Levi, unrelated to Reuven and Shimon. Okay? Now, V'nimtses zos shehi ailanus, then it's discovered that this woman, Miss B, who married Reuven through Yibum, it turns out that she's an Ilonis, therefore she never is going to be able to have children, therefore her original marriage to Shimon was Mekachtos, therefore she was never married to him, therefore Shimon just had one wife, that wife was C, that woman C should have done Yibum with Reuven, but she didn't, she married Levi, and therefore, Teitze Mezeh Umizeh, she has to leave Levi, she can't stay married to him, she has to get a get from him. That's a Din D'Rabbanan, she'll have to go back to Reuven, and get a chalitza from him, because she can't marry him. And v'chol hadrachim ha'elu ba, and all the consequences that we saw in the previous Mishnah, or Mishnayos, called Mishnayos, kick in, like I said before, including, according to this Mishnah, besides for the economic considerations of the ksuba and so on, also the children of mamzerim, but the halacha, like I said before, is not like that. Halacha is like not like Rabbi Akiva, so the children would not be mamzerim, because, technically speaking, she was only in Isser love, not a Issur Karas, to marry Levi.